Hello, this is Marie Lundy, your partner in everything real estate related. And so I often meet buyers who, instead of wanting to buy a single family, they want to purchase a duplex or a multifamily where they can reside in one unit and rent out the other units. And so today I just want to talk about the pros and cons of moving forward with that approach. And so let's start with the positive. If you are thinking of buying a duplex or a multifamily, the advantage is if you are planning to live in one of the units, you can actually get a residential loan as opposed to an investment loan. And as you may know, residential loans generally have a much lower interest rate. So you get to lock in a low interest rate on an investment property because you are living in the property. The other advantage of buying an investment property as your own residential property is that you have the ability to take advantage of some of the first-time home buyer programs out there, or perhaps buy the property with a significantly low down payment. So for example, you can buy a duplex or a multifamily that you plan to live in, that's key, for as low as 3.5% down. As opposed to if you were buying a multifamily as an investor, because you currently own a residential property of your own, you would have to put 25 to 30% as a down payment. Another advantage of buying a multifamily or a duplex while living in the property is that you have a renter, a tenant, who is helping you with your mortgage payments, right? Which is completely awesome. I've heard of situations where buyers are buying perhaps a 3-unit multifamily and they reside on one level and they're getting the full mortgage paid by their tenants, the other two tenants who are living in the multifamily. So that is completely awesome and amazing. And so in a perfect world, you would buy this duplex or multifamily, have very good tenants who always pay on time, you would never have any vacancy, and your mortgage would get paid while you live in this investment property and you reap all the benefits. But as we all know, this is not a perfect world. So my advice to home buyers who want to buy a multifamily property, live on one level and rent out the other, is you are now a landlord, right? So you go from being a home buyer responsible for your own mortgage to being a landlord. And while being a landlord has a number of advantages, which we just talked about, there are a lot of things that you need to be aware of and plan for. And so when embarking into buying a multifamily, whether it's a duplex, a triplex, or a larger multifamily, always plan to be able to pay for the full mortgage, okay, as though you didn't have any tenant, all right? The reason for that is because you will run into situations where your tenant is late making the payment, or perhaps your tenant is unable to make part of your mortgage payment. And at the end of the day, your name is on the loan, not the tenant, and you will have to come out of pocket, you know, to pay your full mortgage, whether or not the tenants have paid their portion on time. And so you may be very fortunate and have a tenant who always pays on time. But guess what? That person may leave at some point and you may be left with a vacant unit. And so you need to plan for that. You need to plan for to have vacancies. So before you buy a multifamily, you need to do some research in the area and find out what is the vacancy rate. On average, how long does an apartment stays vacant before it gets rented? And you need to have funds to cover the vacancy. You also need to have resources as a landlord for things to go wrong, right? So you may have a furnace that stops working. The plumbing may be clogged. There may be a number of issues that come up in one of your apartments. And so you need to have the funds, the resources to address those items if and when they do come up. And lastly, as a landlord, you need to have your legal aspect fully covered. You need to have your leases in place. You need to know if it is permissible to rent or lease in a specific area. Is the area rent controlled, right? So those are the types of things that you need to be thinking about as a landlord, as well as having the proper insurances, not only for your units, but the grounds, as well as insurance on maybe some of the mechanics in the property and appliances. And so just to recap, while there are several advantages in buying a multi-unit property and living in one of the apartments, there are also many things for you to plan for, as you will now not only be a homeowner, but a homeowner and a landlord. So I hope that this information was helpful. If you have any questions regarding that scenario, please don't hesitate to contact me. Once again, this is Marie Lundy, here to help.